Good evening. With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Deputy Governor's 5K run walk was a huge success over the weekend. It's a big turnout for the 5th annual DG 5K on Cayman BRAC on Sunday. Deputy Governor the Honourable Franz Manderson tells Radio Cayman Sports how the BRAC event went.
We had a wonderful time at the BRAC. I want to sincerely thank all of the persons who came out for the DG's 5K. A special thank you to His Excellency the Governor, who also attended. I thought that was fantastic. And we had a very good turnout. We had about almost 100 people there, which is like 10% of the population of Cayman BRAC. So I'm very pleased to see so many people coming out and being part of the DG's 5K challenge.
Was that number bigger than last year's?
I think it was about the same. Yeah, we seem to have around about 180, 90, 100 people over the last couple of years.
After having this on for so many years now, what do you think of the progress that you're seeing?
Well, I think it has really exceeded all our expectations. You know, 6 years ago, we decided to have the DG's 5K challenge, and we hope that we would be able to maybe give $5,000 back to charities. Maybe 500 people would show up. And then over the years, it has been absolutely amazing, where last year we raised just over $8,000 or $9,000. We had 2,000 persons register. We had over 1,500 people attend the event. So I am truly overjoyed as to where the great progress that we have made. And this is why Cayman is such a very special place. It's because so many people here are willing to give back to our charities, willing to come out and look after themselves, get a healthy body, healthy mind, but also just spend time with people that you haven't seen before sometimes and exercise. And like I said, give back to some very, very worthy charities.
Wonderful. And which charitable organization will be benefiting from the BRAC run?
Yes. So this year, our tagline for the DG's 5K is moving away from stigma, stronger together. And our charities are the Special Needs Foundation, the Alex Pandon Foundation, and the Crisis Center. All three of those charities do some amazing work for our young people, for families, and I'm truly excited about raising funds to support these brother charities.
All right, sounds good. That's it. Is there anything else that I did not ask you that you'd like to get out there to the public?
Well, I would really love to encourage Cayman now to sign up and let's make the DG's 5K 2019 the biggest and best ever.
The Grand Cayman DG 5K event is on September 29th. You can register online at caymanactive.com/DG5K. And CUC's primary school football kicked off its girls' league over the weekend with its customary opening rally. Girls' youth football was the overall winner this past Saturday, as football fans at the Annex Field saw some highly entertaining football action. The event was originally scheduled to be a round-robin tournament where each school would play the other schools once and play 7 games throughout the day. But PFL organizer Neil Murray says scorching weather conditions may have slowed things a bit.
We actually had to change up the schedule slightly because we couldn't complete the entire day's events because of the heat. But overall, it was a great turnout by all the schools who were competing. The enthusiasm, the dedication, all that was very complimentary to the teams and the coaches and the young ladies that were participating.
Are those games going to be continued another day, or you're just going to move into the league the following?
No, we'll just move into the league. The girls' rally was simply to, well, most of the rallies are simply to get some of the teams playing because some of the girls haven't played before. So this was kind of a nice introduction for them into competitive football, so to speak. So we just called it quits on Saturday and just said it was a great day of girls' youth football, and there was no winners. Everybody was a winner. Everybody who competed really enjoyed it and took something with them off the field and everything. So it worked out really well.
Well, that's nice. Talk to me a little bit about the potential that you see in this season. How do the girls look this year?
This year is one of those spring years, I guess, where quite a few of the teams are welcoming, you know, students, new students who haven't really played the game at any competitive level. So I think a majority of the teams are having a lot of the young ladies. This is the first time they've played the game at a competitive level. So I think it's going to be interesting. But, you know, we have quite a few teams who are obviously more experienced and stuff. But I didn't really see too many dominating teams. So I think it'll be very interesting this season to see which teams float to the top, so to speak.
Cayman Prep enjoyed an unbeaten day, winning 5 and drawing 1 of their 6 games, scoring 12 goals and conceding just 1. Bodentown Primary, Cayman International School, Savannah Primary and St. Ignatius Catholic School tasted defeat only once, and a number of games ended in stalemates. 8 schools participated in this year's opening rally for the girls: Bodentown Primary, Prospect Primary, Georgetown Primary, Savannah Primary, Sir John A. Cumber Primary, St. Ignatius Catholic School, Cayman Prep, and Cayman International School. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.